question and answer. And so if there is any questions, I'll try to answer them. If not, I have a message for tonight. Anybody got any questions? As you're reading your Bible, sometimes people have questions that they can't answer. If not, all right, turn in your Bibles, if you got your Bibles, to Hebrews, book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. All right, starting in verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." That's where I want to be tonight for just a little bit, and then we're going to take and have food bank afterwards. But I want to take a look at these, actually, three verses, verses 1, 2, and 3. And verse 3, it says, "For consider him that endured such condemnation and of sinners against himself, lest ye be warned and faint in your minds." Now, I want to look at what has to happen in our life. Number one is we got to have proper preparation. Our lives have to be properly prepared. You know, and you say, "Well, what do you mean by properly prepared? I'm not going to be a roast. You know, I don't have to go in the oven. You know, I'm not going to be eaten," right? Well, that isn't exactly what this is talking about. But it says, in the first part of verse 1, it says, "Wherefore, we're seeing that we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses." We need to be properly prepared to take and meet those who are waiting for us. You know, there's an awful lot of people in heaven that are waiting for me. I know that beyond a shadow of doubt. I know my mom and dad are up there. I know my grandpa and grandma are up there. I know my great-grandpa and my great-grandma are up there. I know our little babies up there. I know that there's a lot of people are up there waiting for me to come. That's the crowd of witnesses that are waiting for me to get to heaven. And I need to be prepared to take and go up there. You say, "Well, how can you be prepared to go to heaven?" Well, the first thing is this. We need to, number one, know that we're saved and we're on our way to heaven. You know, there's an awful lot of people today, you can walk up to them and you can say, "Well, if you were to die today, where would you spend eternity?" And they'll look at you and they'll go, "Well, I hope heaven." Well, you know what? Hope won't get you to heaven. Hope will not get you to heaven at all. And so we need to be prepared to go to heaven. We need to be saved. The Bible says that we're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And, you know, all of us have done something wrong, haven't we? There's not one of us in this building that has not done something wrong. You know, even Molly, as young as she is, has done something wrong. Amen? Believe me, I know that one. But you know, but you know what? All of us are sinners, aren't we? According to what the Bible says, all of us are sinners. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death," which means a spiritual death, not a physical death, but a spiritual death. And that means that all of us are going to die someday and go to a very warm place called hell. But the rest of that verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, God gave us a gift, didn't he? You know, what do you have to do to have a gift? Do you have to, you just got to receive it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to work for it. And not, you know, if you're going to get a birthday gift, do you have to work for it? Nope. You know, somebody just gives it to you, unwrap it, and it's your gift. Do you have to give it back? Nope. It's yours. And you know, salvation is the same way. God's gift to us is found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave, there's his gift, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we need to understand we're sinners, that there's a penalty for our sin. We need to believe that Jesus died for us on the cross and paid our penalty, that we don't have to die ourselves. And the last thing is that we got to accept it. You know, all we got to do is accept what he did for us and receive that gift. In Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be saved. You don't have a hope. Well, I'm hoping I'm going. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven. And we don't have to take and ever worry about that losing that salvation. So we got to have the right preparation. And that's what that verse is talking about. We got to have the right preparation. Then we have, once we have the right preparation, we have to continue to run. You know, that verse goes on to say that we're about with such great a company of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before. You know, have you ever watched a runner run? Have you ever watched the Olympics and watched the runners run in the track and field? And that, you notice something that they don't have on? Clothes. No, I'm not talking about clothes. But they don't have a knapsack on their back with 25 pounds of weight, do they? They have taken off all of the weight that's going to hold them back in that race. In fact, most runners today have a space-age suit that they wear to cut down friction, and that as they're running down the track, just to gain that extra 1/100th of a second in the race. And that could be winning or losing the race. But you know, if you take and you try to run your race in life with a whole knapsack full of sin on you, you're not going to run very fast, are you? We need to take and get rid of all that sin that's in our lives and throw it to the side and just leave it there and say, you know what? I don't want it anymore. I'm going to run my race the way God wants me to run it. I'm going to run full out right for the finish line. So here we see that we need the right preparation. We need to continue to run. You know, have you ever seen a runner run in a race and then all of a sudden halfway through they quit? They don't finish, do they? They usually, there was a race here a couple years ago or at the Olympics. A runner was running and he was running the 800 and he came around the corner and he tripped over his shoelaces and he fell down and everybody passed him up. Man, he was all skinned up and everything else. You know, he finished, but he finished last. He didn't get a prize, but he did finish the race. But listen, we need to take and continue to run the race just the way God has put it in front of us. The next thing we need to do is we need to take and look or keep right on the right course. Look at verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus. You know, there's a lot of people today that don't look to the Lord for anything. You know, in the society we live in today, we're living in a godless society. Did you know that? People don't look to God for anything. They don't. You take and you watch television and you can see how much of a godless society we actually live in. You know, I'll tell you what, you can say what you want to about these NFL players kneeling and things like that, but you know what I think is a disgrace. You know, we've got men and women over fighting for our freedoms and stuff, and then we got people that want to disgrace them. I think it's terrible. I really do. You know, what we need to realize is we need to take and keep our eyes on the one that's going to keep us alive, and that's the Lord Jesus. You know, in the situation that we're living in today in this world, it would not surprise me one tiny bit if all of a sudden, even tonight, we'd hear a shout, we'd hear a trumpet sound, and we'd be gone. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to that day. I am so looking forward to the day that I can hear that trumpet sound and hear that words come up hither and boom, I'm going to be gone. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, do you know how much a twinkling of an eye is? That is from your brain telling your eye to blink. They have it measured. It is 1/1,000,000th of a nanosecond. That's faster than anything you can possibly think of. I mean, 1/1,000,000th of a nanosecond for your brain to tell your eye to blink. That's the twinkling of an eye. Now, let me ask you something. There are people, believe it or not, that have told me this. Well, I'm going to wait till the last moment to get saved. Hey, guess what? I can't even get the words out, Lord, save me, in a nanosecond. I can't do it. You're out of luck. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day that we need to take and turn our lives over to God. So we got to have the proper preparation. We got to continue to run the race. We need to look to the one who can keep us going in the right line. And the fourth thing is this, we need to consider Him. In verse 3, keep your attitude right. Keep the right attitude in life. Verse 3, it says, consider Him that endured such condemnation of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You know, listen to me, if we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, we're going to get discouraged. We're going to get discouraged. How many of you ever been discouraged in life? Had something go on? Hands all over. I think we all have. You know, listen, we get discouraged. Why? Because a lot of times we take our eyes off the Lord. We take our eyes off the Lord and we think, you know what, I can do this all by myself. I don't need God to help me. I don't need God to help me get through life. I can do it all by myself. And you know what? We fall flat on our face, don't we? We fall flat on our face. You have no idea how many people come into my office on a weekly basis that have tried to get through life all on their own. You know, they try to get through life doing things that they feel is right, when in reality, all they need to do is take and look to the Lord. You know, I always look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not under your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. You know, I'll tell you what. There was a time in my life where I thought I could do anything by myself. I mean, I had an airplane. I had boats. I had jet skis. You name it, I had it. I could do everything by myself. Yeah, it was a plane crash, all right. But that's how God got me into the ministry. You know, sometimes you got to fall out of the sky before God can take and use you. But you know what? Ever since then, I've always kept my eyes on Him. I've always kept my eyes on the Lord, and He's directed my paths. And you know what? So many times we want to drive the train, don't we? We want to be the conductor. We want to be up in the front of that train. And we want to just run that train as fast as we can down that track. And it isn't long, and all of a sudden we derail. We derail. But you know what? If we let God drive the train, if we let Him drive the train, He keeps it on the tracks. And He keeps it going the way He wants it to go. And He has it going the speed He wants it. You know, and that's what we need to realize, is we need to take and trust in the Lord and let Him take care of everything. We need proper preparation. We need to continue to run the race. We need to look to Him for our guidance. And we need to consider Him and keep our right attitude. You know, have you ever heard of the frame of the stinking thinking? Have you ever heard about that? Stinking thinking? You know, I mean, there's an awful lot of people around that have the wrong attitude. They've got stinking thinking. You know, they feel that, oh, you know, nothing can go bad. You know, they got stinking thinking. We need to realize that we need to have the right attitude. We need to take and do the right things. We need to take and look to the Lord for all of our guidance. After all, He is the author and finisher of our faith, isn't He? We need to remember that. But we need to have the proper preparation. We need to make sure that we're saved. We need to make sure that we're on our way to heaven, that there's no doubt whatsoever if we were to die today that we'd be absent from this body and present with the Lord. I've done a lot of funerals over the years that I've been pastor here. And I'll tell you what, I can tell the difference between a funeral where they know where the person went and a funeral where they don't. A funeral where they don't know if a person was saved and on their way to heaven is such a sad, sad funeral. But you know what? I did a funeral not too long ago, and I knew the man well, and I knew he was saved. And man, I'll tell you what, we had a party. We did. It was so joyous knowing where he was going to spend eternity. And you know, that's the big thing, is you got to have that proper preparation. You got to know exactly where you're going to spend eternity if you're taking leave this earth. Each and every one of us, you know, have the same opportunity to receive or reject the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, each and every one of us can take and say, well, you know what? I'm going to do everything myself. I'm going to get to heaven my way. Guess what? It's going to be the highway. Amen? You know, you can't get to heaven. You know, have you ever, remember that song? I can't remember. You can't get to heaven on roller skates. Remember that song? Yeah. You can't get to heaven on roller skates, you know, and that's true. You can't. You can't get to heaven your own way. It's only through the blood of the Lord Jesus. That's the only way a person can get to heaven. You got to know for sure that your preparation is made and you're on your way to heaven. If you do, I'll tell you what. Just keep running the race that He set in front of you. Because if you do, that cloud of witnesses is up there just cheering you on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Keep going. And I'll tell you what, someday I'm going to go up there. I'm going to see that cloud of witnesses that's just been cheering me on, saying, hey, you did a good job. The best thing that will ever happen is stand before the Lord Jesus, and He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into my kingdom. I'll tell you what, those are the best words that we'll ever hear. We need to remember that. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for tonight. We thank You for all that You've done for us. I just pray now that You might help us to have the proper preparation. Help us to realize that we need to know You as Your personal Savior. We need to be saved. Father, there's no greater joy than to know that if we were to die tonight, that we'd be absent from this body and present with You. Father, we love You. We thank You for all You've done for us. I just pray now that You'll help us to remember where the food came from that we're going to be giving out tonight, and that we can always give You the praise and thanks for all that You've done. We love You. We thank You so much for loving us. We pray now that You'll guide us and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to have William and...